Well, good morning. How are you all today? Oh, I'm glad. Are you guys staying cool enough? It's hot today. Is it hot today? Yep, you got some water. That's very smart. What? You're going to the bay today. That'll be a nice place to cool off as long as you're not too close to those really fast boats.
Oh, I get to see some of my friends.
You get to see some of your friends. What were you going to say? Outside, it was 100-something degrees. That's super hot. Oh, my gosh. It's usually 80, and then it was like 1,000 billion kajillion degrees. That's maybe what it felt like. Yep. Well, I hope that you all will stay hydrated. That's a good tool that we use to help ourselves cool off, right? And I want to talk about tools a little bit today. Something funny happened a couple of weeks ago. I found sitting on my chair over there where I sit during worship, I found a hammer. Now, I don't know what I was supposed to hit for that service. I'm not sure if I was supposed to use it when I preached. I didn't, so I hope I didn't miss a message. But it got me thinking about tools, right? We just talked about water's a good tool to help us cool off. A hammer's a good tool in case you're constructing or building something or just want to put some dents in things. Don't do that without somebody's permission. Good. You're welcome. All right. So, but there are some other tools that I brought up here. Well, this one's a hymnal. This one has music in it. But you're right. I brought a Bible, too. So this is a tool to help us sing. You're absolutely right. And I brought up this hand sanitizer. What do you think this might be a good tool for? It's a tool to clean your hands. And we use this. This stays right up there. We use this for the folks who are going to serve communion so that our hands are clean before we put our hands on your communion bread. Pretty good idea, huh? All right, what else? I have this. Do you know what this is? What is it, Vera? It's a what? A breeze Bible. Well, not exactly. What do you think, Emma? Yes, it's previous to me getting here, I think you guys called it a program. I often call it a bulletin or an order of worship. And it helps us to know what's happening in worship next. Like right here, we're right in here under children and ministry, and we know that after this comes music to lift our spirit. So this is a good tool for worship. You mentioned Bibles. I brought my Bible up. This is a good tool for worship. I have some matches that we'll use maybe to light candles in worship. I have a binder clip, which is a good office tool. I have lots of binder clips. And here's a pencil so I can write myself notes. Right? Right? Or I can use the binder clip to put in my hair, right? Maybe not that. All right, good. So these are all tools that we use here in the church. Even the hammer. Sometimes I know that the hammer's here because Lewis was using it for something. Yeah, there's lots of paper and all. Now, do you all have any tools that you use for church or for your faith? You have some tools? Good. Maybe you have one of these little books. This is a good tool that Emma has, this pockets book that helps you think about different parts of your faith. Maybe in your house you have a Bible. That's a good tool for you to have for your faith. Yes, Vera.
I have a kid Bible.
You have a kid Bible, and that's an excellent tool. You have four Bibles. You have almost as many Bibles as I do. Wow. You have three Bibles. That's a lot. Now, it's hard to read them all at the same time, but it's good to know that they're all good tools that help us with our faith. You know what else is a good tool to help us with our faith? I'll show you. All of those people out there. All of those people out there. And some of them you know, and some of them you may not. All of these people, I don't mean to call you a name, all of those people are people who can help us with our faith. And that's what I want you to think about today. There are lots of things in your life, in your home, in your families, that can help you with your faith, to help you talk about your faith, to help you learn about your faith. And it's important to see those things that we use as tools to know about our faith. Okay? Now, does this do us any good if we don't use it? No? Does this hammer in very many nails if we don't use it? If we just try to use our hand or something?
No.
No? Does this hymnal help us very much with the words or the melodies to a song if we don't use it?
No.
No. Does this Bible help us very much with our faith if we don't use it?
No.
No. It's important not only that we have tools for our faith, but will we use the tools for our faith? So that's what I want to leave you with, is that there are tools to help us know more about God, and we have to use them. So let's pray. And if you remember, the way I like to do it is that I like to say it and for you all to repeat after me, okay? And you all can join in too. Dear God, thank you for giving us tools to learn more about you and how you ask us to treat the world. Help us to remember that there are tools all around us and that we must use them. Amen.